Wie bist du? Oh, Reb Chaim. Chaim Michel ben Abusha. Was heißt er? It's getting cold. I'm afraid you can start leaving. Chofei Maral.
He's
going to
have a big screen by
Bagel Cone.
He eats his breakfast.
Lamaisa, Slichas this week. Right, in Helman's house, we're doing it.
Yep.
Okay, good.
We're not embarrassed about it. You're not going to pressure.
You're the only one that's not embarrassed. Everybody else is quiet.
Nope, not embarrassed.
You're not going to pressure us.
You should be embarrassed. The Slichas takes an hour the first night.
An hour. 55 minutes. I'm joking. Didn't take an hour last year. 1:35 we finished last year.
No way.
Took an hour.
Yeah, we did.
No way.
Hello?
It's literally close.
Last year, I went home and you guys were standing in front of his house.
That was Tisha B'Av.
That was Tisha B'Av.
Okay, same thing.
Last year, 4 weeks ago, same thing.
No, anything in the past is less is worse than Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, it is. Because when you turn off the lights and you sit in the chair, you fall asleep for an hour. You can't do that. You're sleepless
listening to them. Can't fall asleep in Helman's house. His wife will come right over.
Because there's no time to fall asleep. Because you're using your mouth the whole time to say something.
You're through Eicha. It's like, hey, you're moving. You know?
All right, I'm glad you have it all figured out.
Bits and pieces. Whoa.
Murray took a trip and it's a stroll. Lamaisa, we had a shtickle. We went to Gadol, and he told us that we should. Dafyemi's not enough. We have to learn something else. We'd learn Kitzur.
We didn't go.
I don't know.
We didn't go. Just remember that.
Oh, we represented the whole island.
No.
Anyway,
not for this evening. I didn't ask you to do this.
And you're Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
I went on the trip with him.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to know.
What
happened to Mir? And I saw a lot of chazokas. I want to make sure, you know.
he has one of the benches. He sits on one of the benches.
Like, you know,
I know that you were there, but I was on a different
place. This is so
great.
Wow.
Great. It's perfect.
Yeah, I have to keep on calling.
I come back there to stroll. I get money.
Should have brought that along
with
you.
You look like a Michelle now.
Should have brought that along with you.
You look like one of those.
This doesn't do anything at stroll.
By the way, you
guaranteed
should bring those carrots as well.
They'll bring it back in a week when they come.
You don't have to. You just have to scan the barcode.
Maybe.
Yeah, you think so?
Of course.
I didn't see anybody that I recognize over there. What about Mishloach in my hand?
No. There's no money. There's nobody to give out over there.
I didn't go to Zichron Moshe. Only Dorfman goes to
Zichron Moshe. No, we went to Zichron Moshe for 1 month.
I know, but Dorfman is...
We had no choice.
You got air conditioning. About
one time.
He was like a cruise missile.
He was there for 3 days.
Dorfman was there. Dorfman, every time I called him, Dorfman, where are you? Zichron Moshe, Zichron Moshe.
I'm saying, Meyer was great, because in Israel, everybody down is 25 minutes after Shkia.
Right.
At 50, there's no more minyanim.
Exactly.
You can't get a minyan anymore.
Yeah, that was the problem.
They didn't redo anything.
That's what happened. We needed a bathroom.
The
we
money changed
the
whole that time.
It's exactly the same. Good Farm is still there.
You still got to put a few shack for the AZ.
Yeah, he put it for a few days.
Jump
up for 3 days. He didn't realize.
It's coming.
It's like a shack like every 20 minutes.
I can't reach it.
He can't read Hebrew and he can't read. So once he got on the chair, he just took out his whole pocket and put it in. We had a few life changing moments over there.
It's hard to explain.
It's
like my son's Rebbe last night by orientation.
You also had orientation?
He whipped out his laser. Guys, this tall. He's pulling out his laser to show all the parents. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
What's wrong?
The question is, you're
supposed to show the board.
Yeah.
In the old days, you had one of these things that had antennas.
I'm laughing at his laugh. I'm not laughing at the story.
Stick a stubby hand.
What are you showing me on the board anyway?
What do you mean? He's showing you how he shows how he teaches the kids. The whole idea is you should put yourself in your kids' shoes.
First grade Rebbe.
He goes through the day and tells you what he does.
Right, what he does. Exactly. Yeah, what's wrong?
Exactly.
I think it's very clever. I guarantee he didn't whip it out. He probably had a thing. He showed up. Avi went crazy because Avi's the old ages.
No, he didn't pull it.
Avi, you're from the old ages.
I kept me there for 35 minutes. So right away, I was.
Serious?
Yeah.
Does he do markers? Does he do markers or chalk?
It was my great rep last night. It's really nice. Really nice.
The guy spends a whole year on taking care of your breath,
Hey, nice guy. I'm just a little
so
upset with
the 35
minutes.
Give him 35 minutes. I hope you gave him donation. Yeah. You know he's supposed to give him money afterwards.
No, not now. I always.
Joy. Not now, but you give.
You give? I was joking. You give?
There's no chance.
What do you give? 18? 18, 26?
What do I give? I give a check. I want them to
post
date it. I want them to see the check the next day. I want them to see who it's from. I want them to take care of my kid.
What do you give them, $20?
No, he post dates it to Hanukkah so he can cancel it.
Orientation, I've been giving for
you
the last
by orientation?
7-8 years.
You go over to Rebbe, you go like this.
I pull a check out of my pocket.
Whips out a check.
Check.
That's called whipping out a check.
Straight up tacky. That's exactly what you do.
I put it in a few.
I give Rosh Hashanah 2 weeks. The guy can wait 2 weeks.
And you put in a check so he sees your name.
100%. It's not for me.
So the guy's on HUD. The guy lost his HUD because he has measly $126.
Not $126.
Right, whatever, $18. Yeah. Give a guy cash, like this guy can stay on his programs. Because of you, he has to go off, because you want to have a cash.
You cash it out.
He gives him $18.
He cash it through a thing, so go to jail. Yeah.
Mixed check. Halfway it's through, you see him in prison. It's made out of cash.
I promise you, Avi's check will never send over anybody over the limit.
We're giving him the benefit of the doubt, like it was a big check, you know? Okay, you're right.
I'm saying, I'm also, you're right. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
He's doing it for their good.
Right.
For their good.
Anyway.
I asked him before, what's your limit?
Called his wife. What size frock does it wear? Anyway, yeah.
Shoes.
Lamaisa, it's interesting because I told you my friend Rosa.
What's
his name? His Hess. I was going to ask him if he's related to my Hess. I decided against it.
I guess he's been doing shit.
He's a Yaki, the
other
guy.
Let's go.
This guy, Rabbi
Hess. He probably is related.
Get him a new laser instead. Avi, get him a new laser instead.
He said it's
a nice present.
His grandfather's Rosh Hashanah from Fall Hirsch.
Which school? That's wrong. I think I'm switching.
What's the switch you got? His cat?
Avi will get you in. He gave them a check.
The only thing he has to send to school is a cat. Who are you sending to school? You're done, right?
He's middle of the year.
My son's not a cat. I call him other
things. Your son's in eighth grade. He's a first grade Rebbe.
It's first grade.
Yeah, what exactly are you going to send there?
This is a sixth grade. Sixth grade.
Maybe. Put it back 2 years.
Switch schools, I'll put it back.
Okay, let's go. He has to change his clothing, he wants to go back. Something about it. Sabi dine zunya. Le'asa l'pirka. This is a very apropos thing. The sabi dine zunya did not come to shear.
He's gone.
The pirka de chizda, he come to shear. Amalei Ramnuna, that's, Zanashan is in London and he's coming.
Hit and run.
He's gone.
He's a hit and run.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah.
He's on the wrong side of the car.
He's literally gone. He just came just to show that he's on the wrong side of the street.
He's a real hit and run.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the pick of the
just bomb his phone. Everybody call his phone now.
See that? We were thinking and think that thing now.
What?
He got the same thing. I was like, should we join? We're in the car. Should we join?
Sabi is doing it. Leia Sil Pika del Chizda. Then I come. By the way, I got Danish yesterday, so Dom should not leave early. I got Danish because when Mr. Garber made Gaimel, we used to say Kiddush, remember the whole thing? You get all. So.
Based on the last 8 times, it'll be here for the 8 o'clock minute.
Yeah.
The 8 o'clock Gaimel is getting heavy.
The 8 o'clock Gaimel
is very heavy. Sabi is doing it. Did not come to the shir. I'm a leila of Avnuna. Told Avnuna zil chaninu go, and Rashi learns put them to cherem. Other Marit says not put them to cherem. Teach them what it means to respect. You don't just not show up to a shir. Azl amalahu. My time.
How do you touch that into the word?
Chaninu.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You had your chance.
Good question. Where's that a shot? We need him. Anyway.
Shots fired, man. Shots fired.
So full disclaimer, last time Levy said he came, he needs someone mature for this Gemara. That's why he's bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's him.
I said, surely this is going to be a tough one if you do this one. But you know what? Avi already had his moment to speak. We're done with him.
We were very mature the past few days.
Last few days wasn't much.
There was.
Oh, yeah, there was.
There was.
Six fingers.
That's the best you can come up with?
Happens last thing I can
cover. Avi slept through that, thank God.
How you learn that part? In a row, it's
that
different.
Part he was here.
It's in a row, it's different. Anyway, okay.
Not just in the
it's considered a roll. It's considered a finger.
I think it's a roll.
I think
you
took my comments all wrong.
That's what you said.
I made a comment and Shrol took it a different way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, right. My time was a roll pick. I'm late. Oh, so he says Zil Tzaninu. Tzaninu means to go hide him. Which means go put him aside and explain to him that something's wrong. So I'm a little, my time was a roll pick. How come he didn't come? I'm Malay. I'm my Nasi. Why should I come? The Beina Mine Milso. Malay Pashalon. I asked him questions and he doesn't know. So like, what am I coming for? He's not exactly a successful rabbi. I'm a little maybe Isu Minoi Midi Malay Pishtino. You ever asked me anything? And I didn't answer you. And if I know, and I'm a Talmud, for sure he knows. So obviously you're off. Either your question wasn't good or you didn't understand. But it wasn't good. So, boy, Mine. It's interesting. I saw that somebody. I saw the Ben Yada says that if the problem of this these guys not coming to shear is that if they don't come to shear, then anybody who sees them says, "Oh, you're not coming to shear." Obviously, this guy's not a good rabbi. If he's not a good rabbi, then it. People are not going to ask him things, and maybe it'll affect the rabbinate. But I saw somebody brings down from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe used to always tell people to go to tell his talmidim that when you go to your shul, your mincha ma'ariv, there's a shir, you should go to the shir. You say if you're talmid chacham and you sit in the shul learning your shulchan aruch or your daf yomi, whatever you're doing, or your gemara, your Rav Shimon Shka, and the rabbi's giving a class and you don't go. And everybody else looks at it, it must be like the rabbi, my rabbi must not be much if this chashuv guy's not gone. So he would always sit in, he himself would sit in, and he would, if he was in a place, to show respect for the rav, so that the rav could paskin, the rav could,
say people respect like the rabbi. Guy, I was in Atlantic City by the shul, and the rabbi started speaking right after davening, and a guy whips out his phone, he turns on Resnick, and it was on the speakerphone.
That rabbi didn't even realize.
That guy, in Rosh Hashanah, yeah, I was mortified. I'm saying, a guy from Lakewood, I couldn't believe it.
A guy from Lakewood?
Of course, yeah. Nowhere else.
Where else?
Who else would do that?
I'm kidding.
Relax.
Anyway, the kid said, yeah. So you have to have respect for Rav, especially in his shul, where he is. People,
trying to promote the night
shear
or the shulchan
aruch? No, the rabbi. If a rabbi's giving a shear,
same time as you.
No, I'm saying you have a what do you call it?
Yeah,
6:10. What is it? The dafyam for the dafyam. Yeah.
Pirkei Avos.
I'm a little tired. Pirkei Avos. Yeah. I thought I got sleep last night, but that didn't work.
I don't know what 6:10. Never started at 6:10.
What
do
you mean?
Right. Right. Anyway, hopefully she'll have a 41st birthday soon, so we'll be able to get Dylan back. But I mean, Eved Shasis Rabbi Beitzim. So you have an Eved that the halacha is that an Eved Knani goes out with Rosh Hashanah, which means that if you knock off his finger, his ear, his nose, he goes out, his toes, he goes out, and it's many others, he goes out free. An Eved Ivri, you just pay for the damage. Whatever a finger's worth. I guess there's some fingers that are worth more. But the average is seriously rabbi baits him.
Depends how often it gets used.
Right. Average seriously rabbi baits him. So you have an Eved that the master crushed his.
Sarsus
baits him. Where's the mark? Mao. Kim Moshe Begali, Dobby? Is it a Moshe Begali? I like.
Eggs.
Means that the maisa, it's in a sack, so you can't really see it. Well, the maisa, so it's hidden, but the maisa, you could see that it's crushed.
Outside the body.
You could see
it's
that it's
hidden, but it's outside the body. So is that gully or not?
It's hidden, it's outside the body, right? Because you see that it's crushed, you can't see that it's crushed. I don't know.
I can't answer that.
Ooh. Lo yavi yade.
Yoy sitz vay.
Lo yavi yade. I don't know. I was sitting in the back of the plane. I thought I finished. It felt like it. Anyway.
Went to the mikvah.
We're talking about the mikvah today. Lo yavi yade. He got the lion. Lo yavi yade. Amar loy mashmach. What's your name? Amalahu Amnuno. My name is Amnuno. Amalei Lam Amnuno. El Karnuno. What's Karnuno? So Rashi learns you're a Yoshev Kronos. You're not a guy who really knows how to learn. Yeah, I'm a Aritz. I'm a Ritz. Taisa says that no. Nuna is a fish. And the way you serve fish that's enjoyable, if you go to these fancy restaurants, they serve it hot. You're a karnuna, you're a cold fish.
Litva.
Litva, right.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
What do you go to sleep, 7:30 last night? Because you're on your game. Anyway.
I think I spoke to you at 8 o'clock.
Karnuna, I'll ask you a question. So far we didn't answer the Sisarabi. The what?
He said he didn't have an answer.
No, you'll see. Gemara's gonna doesn't really have an answer. He didn't say an answer.
What? He said he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't have an answer. Yeah, we don't have an answer. Yeah.
What did he mean to say?
Only my sister bought me enough tonight. Esra Rashi Avarim Shu Adam. Kulam Emetam Shemichya. The old name Emetam Shemichya. Michya is one of the Simanim Etzayro. The Elohim Rashi is boys. Tip of the fingers, your dime or a glass. Rashi is Naim. His name is the ear. Rosh Yachoytim. The nose, Rosh Yagviya, is the Eva. Rosh Yadadim, Shib Isho, is the breast of a woman. Rudim Af Shib Ish. Tani Allah. The Kulam Ebi Yitzel Mecheris, they all go out. They all go out free. Rabbi Yahim Af Asirus. Even the Sirus goes out. Ben Azayim Af Aloshim. Even the tongue. Oh my, Rabbi Yahim Af Asirus. Sirus the mice. Now we're going to try to figure this out. Ilim Asirus the Gid. They crushed Aver Hainu Gviel. That's Gviel. Elav. Sirus the Beitzim. So you see clearly that Sirus the Beitzim is considered one of the Rashi Avar.
According
to Rabbi.
That's
Rabbi's. Sirus the Beitzim. Rabbi, I'm Av Rabbi, I'm Av Asirus.
Even.
So it was Rabbi Loshon Loi. And according to Rabbi, the Loshon, the tongue is not. Somebody was getting spritzed, v'nitza azor apiv, it went out of his mouth. Rabbi Yomir Hiza, that's good. My love, aloshoinai. The question is the tongue of Mum Eva Shivagoli, right? Because it's in the mouth. You do stick out your tongue. It's in and out. My love, aloshoinai. Loi al swasov. Talking about the lip. So what's al swasov shita? What's the problem with swasov? That's not hidden. That's the big lip. Everybody should agree. Ma'otem is in the chalim svasei. The chiddush is that sometimes your lip is covered. You like bite your lip, you know. So you
press your lips.
So it's, I guess, when you press your lips, not when you bite them. Like that. Right? Some of it's covered, not the whole thing.
That's it's all covered. What do you mean?
The guy's got the. You know, that guy doesn't really get covered.
What's
that?
What's that?
What do you think? You know, one time you made all these funny faces.
Zim the Chom Svase. Kamash one that no. Kamash one that no. That it's considered Momashi Begoli. That's considered Goli. But Tanya Al Shaynai. It says Al Shaynai. Voy Tanya, we should need to rave Al Shaynai. So it says both. Rabbi Yomer Roiv Hamadavish of Loshoinai. Rabbi says referring to the.
So why is that considered Goli?
Why is it considered Goli? Yeah.
No, it should be considered Goli. Rabbi says not.
Rabbi says. Rabbi says Loshon is not. And we see that's both. That's we're saying Aloshoinai and.
And it's considered the Mum by Bechor, so
yeah. Roiv Aloshon. Rabbi Yomer Roiv Hamadavish of Loshoinai, which is the back part of the tongue, right?
The front part's not that.
Not the back part? How do you talk?
The, which part of the Yemuda wants it?
Makom Prishus Dibukoi, Lamal. Prishus Dibukoi, isn't that?
Prishus Dibukoi, it's separated. The part of tongue, it's not that.
I tried figuring out where I talk from my tongue, but it's a tongue twister.
Where you couldn't see from. There's no tongue where you talk from.
Real look.
You used the wall inside.
Hell, we couldn't get him up over there. Every time he came to the car, he was sleeping.
Yeah. Do you
want to check? Maybe Rebbe Adam was trying to. El Rebbe, I'm a Sirus. Rebbe says Sirus is considered a Mum Shibbe Galoi. Velayim is considered Rosh Evarim, right? And Mum Shibbe Galoi. Velayim by Loshan. And for sure, a tongue. But as I'm a Loshan, I was Sirus Loi. That's not a Mum Shibbe Galoi. My af, akamaisa on the other Rosh Hashanah. Yehochi knocked him in the Benazir Bereisha. So why don't we say Benazir Bereisha? Let it say him first. Benazir is the one that says af alaf.
Rebbe's more inclusive.
Rebbe's more inclusive, right? So let's say Benazir and then say Rebbe. That's that would make sense. Gemara says Tana Shamal the Rebbe Bekava. That's what he heard first. Veshamal Benazir v'Tani. V'Mishlo Zodam Kaima. And we don't switch it around. That's the way it was heard. That's the way it was learned. In the old days, they didn't write things down. It's all pishmur. Heard, and you moved on. Amar Ula, Hakol Moedim, the Loshon Lenintuma the Galuay Tzal Sheretz. Everybody agrees that the tongue, the Gabbitilch's Tuma, is considered Galuay. It's considered open. It's not hidden. That it's feasible to touch it. It's a marnagia. What about the tefillah? Like I'll be toveling. Ketaman. Last time I checked, you don't go into the mikveh with your mouth open, especially where me and Chapel went.
Nobody else went there.
Tefillah ketaman dami. My time. That's the only outside. The tongue is in the inside of your body. Lord Nefkus, it was a shayla. Elin Yazov. Rabbi Medamelo Latuma. Rabbi holds as Dame Latuma. Rabbana Medamelo Tvila. So if you hold Dame Latuma, it's considered outside. If you hold Dame Latvila, it's inside. But Tavai Baikram, it was Machlakis. But he's our Torah Alatome. He's our Torah Alatome. Rabbi Sabah, but he's our Torah Alatome. But Yemashushi Meshvi. Bechitai. And that means al tami means only what's what you could reach, right?
So,
no, this person. V'hiza tor al tami v'yamashiv v'yamashiv v'chitor.
No, v'chitor he's up. That's why.
Al v'chitor, right?
I don't know. He stopped learning
the chiddush going to Hazal on the tefillah. It's because going to the first part.
No, but how do you see that it's not? How do you see it's not? One second. He's out of Tome. Every somebody, he's out of Tome.
So
the Chita
is the
right. It's going on that. It's going back on this. He's out of Tome. Chita is going on this thing. And the other man of my hole, that it's like this. He's out of Tome. It's going on the next on the tefillah on the next step. Rabbanu Nami Nidmi L'Tome. Why don't we not medama tuma? Tahari matayra havel melov. Rabbi nidmil tefila. Why don't we learn it? Why don't we compare it to tefila? The chibis begadov hifsek enyan. That stops in the pasuk. It says the chibis begadov. That stops the pasuk. It splits the pasuk. Zot gemara. V'saber Rabbi the tefila katama dami. Tell me that according to Rabbi, the tongue is considered hidden, and when you go to the mikki, you don't got to open your mouth. V'amr Rabin, Amr Avadam Yitzchak Ma'isim Shivcha Shalbeis Rabbi. The story with a slave, a base rabbi, she went to the mikvah, but also, and she came up, she found a bone between her fingers, between her teeth. He made her go back to the mikvah for another tefillah to re-dip.
Like that guy.
Which guy?
The guy before you.
This is Amma Avri?
No.
What was the mikvah for?
No, Shifta.
The Machmer on Taras. She works in the house.
Oh yeah,
works in the house.
Oh,
Oh, shit. Shit. No, over here it seems like it was just a regular tweeter. For the Tyrus.
Could be.
What? I don't know. Parsha's not there. But okay. Shetabla, but also Nitza Etzem mentioned that there was a toothpick between her teeth. So you see clearly that you need to get water into your mouth. Because if not, what's the problem? Close your mouth. Whatever happens inside.
None of your business.
Who cares about the potita if there's
right.
No water
in it? No water goes in anyway. It's once in the heat, the BS mime, Levina. Even though you don't need BS mime in the mouth, makam aroy lava by mime be inon.
If you open your mouth,
it has to be able to
get there.
Water has to be able to get there.
If you open
and what's mouth. The, where do we know that from? Because there's zero, there are zero, because aroy labilo ain't bila makeres boy, which ain't really bila makeres boy. And this is a halacha in Menachos. That you can't bring a mincha of 61 asar, only 60, because the pot that holds the Israelis cannot mix 61. The halacha is they don't get mixed, so it doesn't get mixed. So who cares?
If it doesn't get mixed, it's good.
If it doesn't get mixed, it's good. You don't have to mix it. So then why do you have to be able to mix it? Now we say that's where the shita comes from. It has to be able to be mixed. Even though if you don't mix it, it's the same thing over here. Even though you don't need to let water in your mouth. But it has to be able to, a place that water would be able to get to. And of course, you had a toothpick, water couldn't get there. So now the Gemara goes back to the series of the Bayim, Kitanoi, Moch, you have Moch means crushed, right? Dissolved. The Katos is crushed, sorry, Moch is like water, no? Numak?
Dissolved.
Dissolved. Katos means crushed.
Squashed.
Nasuk means disconnected. Vekaras means cut. Kulon bebeitzim. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda. Bebeitzim v'lo begid. Only bebeitzim and not with the gid. El kulon af bebeitzim.
Correct.
It's a kasha. Kulon bebeitzim v'lo begid. Af bebeitzim. Even in beitzim, it will be a mum. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Lezmi Yaakov. I'm a kulon begid. Vekaras mean moch v'katzos af bebeitzim. Nasuk v'karas begid. Nasuk v'karas begid in beitzim loy. But you see over the here, the what?
Because it's like the claw. Do you want to think of that?
Yeah.
It is considered
a mum shebegaloi, and mele if you do that to the Eved, you're in trouble. Now there is an interesting shiloh that makna es a shiloh. I don't understand. The loch and the Torah, they now do serious to anybody. So if this guy he went ahead and did serious on his Eved, he gets Malkus. So he gets Malkus, it's come under Amine. Why should his Eved go free? Why does he get a punishment that his Eved goes free?
Is it a punishment for the rabbi,
yeah.
It's a knas.
It's a knas on the rabbi. But why? You don't
so
get
knas. So knas doesn't get part of the... Knas is not part of the Kimli.
Why not?
Has Malkus on the rabbi forever. Has Malkus on the rabbi forever.
If he does it today, no. The Malkus part is just for the rabbi. The freedom
for
losing the
Eber
is for the
Eber,
not for the
rabbi. It's a punishment on the master.
It's in lieu of payment.
Malkus
has to help the Eber.
Yeah,
going free.
No, the reason for the reason for
he lives out. He lives out one leg.
The reason for Kamali is for Kapara. You're redeeming.
So he says the answer that
redeeming your avera.
You're right. Yeah, if he was taka, the Mata says if you taka went ahead and did serious, you're right. This guy didn't do serious. He did. He caused serious. He told the guy go take a cold bath. He says cold bath or hot bath. Some reason these things make serious. I don't know. We were cold.
I was thinking that it was cold.
When I saw it, I'm thinking this is. We were just in Arizal's mikvah.
This was cold.
Voice is squeakier.
I don't know. Anyway, we had an experience over there that's an out of body experience.
That these guys didn't even think about
it.
Come into the mikvah.
He didn't come in the room. He would have seen something you never saw in your life. Anyway,
scarred for life. I'm not going there.
Not scarred, it's just scarred. Interesting the tattoos there. Anyway.
What is he going to find?
Some guy decided 100 times it's the way to go.
Light was like a mile, expecting everybody.
For some reason, the Israelis have tattoos like no, it's going out of style. And it's like, a, I guess, a thing if you're Israeli.
No.
I don't know what they're all. The tattoos there are out of control. This guy had a tattoo, a lion, on his leg over here. Big guy. He was the guy before me.
His eyes were up here.
So the guys were before me, so like, the guy comes out of the steps.
Whoa. Yes, Monsieur de Maria.
What else did he see the Yossi?
Wow. Anyway.
You're able to see the toothpick.
That guy would, that guy went in like 100 times.
Yeah, he went in like 8 times.
He's got a lot to wash off.
Then. No, he said, I said the guy, you tell this guy behind how many fuels you have to
these
do.
These guys are going in.
I said, depends if you go to Badatz or Mahadran. Badatz holds one. Mahadran, you know, you gotta, you know, depends where you, I don't know what you
actually use.
These
guys are actually
all
quiet. Everybody's like,
it's 310 shot fuels. That's a real thing.
310?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the guy was doing. He's got the call.
The Hamagasa. Okay. Yesh lahakma bezmanot. So we're going. We're moving on to Behema Gasa. Behema Gasa Nikdas Bemasiro. You give it over. Give over the reins. Vadaka and a little goatee is Bagvoy. You can lift it up. Dibre Meir. Dibre Meir. Rebbe Lazar. Chamay Behema Daka Nikdas Bemashicha. Also can be kind of Mashicha. You can pull it. Koyel Abu Ba. That's that works.
Don't they have all things Kenyan? That's what the Mishnah is
going to do. What?
Just discussing Kenyan in general now.
Why is it bringing it? Why is it bringing in? Pnei Shua is a different question. He says, why do we bring in Behema Daka? Why don't we go to Metatlan? Metatlan. Why are we jumping to Behema? He says that we're going from Chashev thing to the Chashev thing. Behema Gasa is the next. It's a live thing. So that's the next thing that we're.
It's
not
I think
the
that's
they
redid
the towels.
There's
no towels there.
It's new.
Where's the showers?
You
saw the showers?
There is. There's
never bathrooms.
There is.
It was last year.
I didn't see a shower. Where's the shower?
Rizal's
mikvahs? Rizal's at the top.
I think there's three of them.
Top of the basic
parts.
Top of the basic parts.
Right outside of the basic parts.
They put bathroom in the shower.
I didn't see a bathroom or shower.
Yeah. Because you were so busy looking at everything
else. Believe me. No, I wasn't looking, but I didn't see it. Where was the bathroom or shower?
Outside. Right when you come out.
I mean, there's no reason to take a shower. It's clean water. Dude, we had such a good time with that mikvah. These guys are so serious.
He's American and he's like... Needless to
get
English.
That was the
Schwarzer.
That was the
Schwarzer. The guy across the aisle from me and Jabba, like,
shut up.
He's very, very odd. Saftsufball. He's like, all not sure if you go in. I said, Jabba, I was like, I don't know. Everybody has the same thing over here. Exactly what you're trying to hide. Guys were like, ready to punch me. Real serious, man.
Say it quietly.
Yeah.
Like, out loud, I'm going to say what I want.
Hello, no, say the truth.
Yeah.
And it was all right, Rob. We ran out of there running. Darish Rob, the Kimchunia. Behem Agas Nizm Mashicha. Ashkim Shmuel Tamid Rab. I'm going to do Miam Rab, Behem Agas Nizm Mashicha. My name is Masira Tanan. We say Masira. Masira means giving over the reins. Rab Nam Masira. I'm going to Hadr Be Mahi.
Also, or them only
Masir? No, so only Masir. So who Tana, Tana, Chama, Mezuzu, Nizm, Mashiach.
Rashi says, no?
Bit me. Was he harder for me? Right, because over here he says that's Nizm, Masir. Over here he says Mashiach. So Gemara says, who Damakai, Tana, Tana, Chama, Mezuzu, Nizm, Mashiach. Reb Shimon, I mean, Mezuzu, Bagba. So basically there's how many, so what? There's one old Masir, one old Mashiach, one old, everything's Mashiach. Right, we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Behem Gass is Mesira Daka Bagba." Bachamim both could be Daka, also be Mashicha.
So the Arshka says, "Because Rashi does, so Rashi says whatever is could be kind of with Mashicha is Mesira for sure." The question is,
it's not four Shitas. There's one Shita, right? We have
Mesira would be Mesira only.
Mesira only, or Mashicha and Mesira.
Right. Wow.
Same concept.
Mezuzah
and Mashicha means also Masira?
Yeah, that's
right. I thought it was a separate sheet. Okay. I'll let you go with that.
Different levels of Mesira.
No, so according to Rashi, it's four Shittos. Rashi learns it's only Mesira.
Right. And then Mashiach including, right? Then add Mashiach.
He says the four Shittos.
Like, what's the third? What's the fourth?
Either just Mesira yeah. or just Mashiach.
I don't think it's Mashiach. I think Mashiach is saying it includes Mesira. It's inclusive. The add Mashiach and
Mesira. It's different if it's a larger or small animal.
Like the dock is only
his chart shows
there's one sheet of Mashiach and Mesira, but that's by small.
It's by Daka.
Okay, three sheets to show. I thought it was four sheets. All right.
Four.
Come back tonight. Peel. Peel is a elephant. Right? Because you can't whip out that laser. You do chalipa. You rent a place that the elephant's standing on. You bring four pots, big pots, underneath the legs of the elephant, and then you kill shall kind of which is Micah. It's kind of Shmami no kill shall look at which is Micah Kano. Look at. So you see that we have a right to that Allah. Hakamai skin on with Simta. No, we're talking about Simta. And over there, a Simta is a middle ground. It's Narish Shiyachid, Narish Shiyachid. No, it's Nishayin Nishtaher. So Mela Simta, it doesn't belong to the. It's not Kael Shal Kav, it's just Meicher.
It's Stam.
And it's also Narish Shiyachid. Inam Chavil is Meiris. What's Chavil is Meiris? Chavil Meiris is that you have some bundles of hay, and basically you put the animal, you lift the animal up. Right, so Mela, so you're with that bump.
Yeah. What is Gary? Gary's checked out.
That should go out.